This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. Leaders from the seven industrialized nations are just hours away from the start of the G7 summit in Britain, where they are set to commit to sharing at least 1 billion coronavirus shots with struggling countries around the world, half of those coming from the United States and 100 million from the United Kingdom. On Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden announced his administration is donating a 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine for 92 low- and middle-income countries. Biden said the donations will be made with no strings attached. French President Emmanuel Macron, welcomed as great news the decision by the U.S. to donate the 500 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to the poorest countries, and said Europe should do the same. France was the first rich country to donate via COVAX, sending 100,000 doses to Mauritania in April, and Macron said that the country would donate a 500,000 doses by mid-June and 30 million doses by the end of the year. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there will be further study on reports of heart inflammation in young men and teens who have gotten the COVID vaccination. Officials say the reports are rare, and it's not yet clear if the heart inflammation they're seeing in males ages 16 to 24 is being caused by the shots. Most of the patients have fully recovered. The Centers for Disease Control is still urging people to get the shots. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.